Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, a blend of clouds and sun, lower 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows around 66. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, once again, chance of storms. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News, Good Friday. A law enforcement officer says former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach asked him to investigate possible double voting and non-citizen voting. His role came to light yesterday after current Secretary of State Scott Schwab issued a news release saying he had asked the FBI to find out what happened to 1,000 rounds of missing ammunition purchased during Kobach's tenure. The FBI says it investigated and referred the matter to federal prosecutors. Craig McCullough said he was working with the Kansas Secretary of State's office as communications director when Kobach asked him to take on law enforcement duties in order to conduct interviews with people suspected of voter fraud. He says the ammunition was used to keep his certification current. NASA astronaut and Hoxie, Kansas native Nick Hague stepped outside the International Space Station this week. It was the astronaut's fifth spacewalk this year. And forecasters say more rain for Kansas is on the way. Mid-America Network News.
This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at Augusta Municipal Airport. With a $500 rebate available from the federal government for your ADS-B installation, the mad rush is on. And at Heartland Avionics, we have two of the most popular brands pre-wired and ready to go, minimizing your aircraft's downtime. Heartland Avionics is also a certified dealer for many other ADS-B installation options. Call Heartland Avionics or learn more at iflyaugusta.com.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
A former Cowley County Sheriff's deputy has been arrested suspected of sexual crimes against a minor. The Cowley County Sheriff's Office arrested 56-year-old Blake Allen Porter yesterday afternoon on multiple counts. Porter is being charged with one count of rape, one count of criminal sodomy, and associated charges. Sheriff David Folletti says Porter was a deputy for Cowley County from 1994 to 1996. All charges against Porter would be felonies should he be found guilty. The Kansas State Prison's chief has abolished a list of 7,000 banned books and adopted a policy that allows for the review and appeal of confiscated publications. Jeff Zamuda became the Department of Corrections acting secretary last month. Under Zamuda's policy, adopted on July 30th, mailroom employees flag questionable publications for a manager's review. Inmates can appeal if a matter...
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle. And for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday, the Nebraska Supreme Court expected to rule on a lawsuit challenging state regulators' decision to approve a route for the Keystone XL pipeline through the state. The decision today could clear yet another major roadblock for the project or force pipeline developer TC Energy to reapply for state approval of a new route, a setback for the company that would lead to more months of delay. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has denied a pay raise for the director of the Nebraska Natural Resources Department, who auditors say used a state vehicle for personal trips and falsified expense reports. The Omaha World-Herald reports that Jeff Fassett is paid $152,000 a year. He didn't get the 2.3% raise granted other state cabinet members back in July. Fassett apologized earlier this week for the improper use of a state vehicle. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Hey, let me ask you this. Have you been thinking about a career change, or maybe you're just out of high school and ready to enter the workforce? Don't overlook us, the El Dorado Correctional Facility. It's where you can make a living while making a difference in someone's life. If so, then the El Dorado Correctional Facility is just the place for you. We're hiring entry-level correctional officers, no experience necessary, and we'll provide you a six-week paid training program to start you on a career path with the Kansas Department of Corrections. We offer a competitive wage of $18.26 an hour, and benefits include health care, paid sick leave, vacation leave, and retirement plan. We're seeking highly motivated individuals ready to accept the challenge of a unique and rewarding profession. Please go to our Facebook page or submit an application at jobs.ks.gov.
The El Dorado Correctional Facility is an equal opportunity employer.
We certainly provide preference to current or former military service members. Again, find us on Facebook or go online to jobs.ks.gov. and start a new career path today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Hanover community celebrates their 150th with activities this Friday and Saturday. Many events are planned with the 150th anniversary in mind. City Council member Nick Rohr talks about the significance.
We're just trying to promote the history of Hanover and moving forward with everything that's been going on and trying to celebrate a good time this weekend.
The activities in Hanover kick off Friday night with a free will donation backyard barbecue, hot dog eating contest, beer mile, and entertainment. Saturday, Barnyard Olympics, plus several other contests and competitions, bounce houses and kids scavenger hunt, as well as musical entertainment will be featured.
We'll be having a barbecue from the city businesses, and we also have, back by popular demand, is the lawnmower races, running them down the street near the old city hall. We will also have some bounce houses and the grease pig contest. So it'll be an interesting time, and hopefully everyone can enjoy.
The weekend culminates with the annual Pony Express Festival at the Hollenberg Station State Historic Site near Hanover. The Hollenberg Station has been a longtime fixture of the Hanover community, and the annual August event features period reenactments and demonstrations throughout Sunday afternoon. This year, the worship service and the noon meal will not be featured, but the period demonstrations and reenactments will continue Sunday.
Huge growth to the community with that out just outside of Hanover. That was a great asset to have with the post office there, and to have the riders being able to go so far as west to California, being able to make that track. Yes, that is a huge asset that we have, and it's great now just to go out there and learn about the history of the museum out there.
Also this weekend, the annual Odell Community Day Saturday will feature a variety of activities for the family. Amanda Bodfield with the Odell Area Community Enrichment Group.
We have lots of fun events for children and families and everyone in the community, starting off with a car show. We have lots of free activities for kids throughout the day. We have the Ultimate Meltdown back from last year, laser tag, an ice cream social, lots of food vendors in the park. The evening will wrap up with a chicken barbecue sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. There's a parade at 7 o'clock. There's a free movie in the park sponsored by the Our Savior Lutheran OYF group, and then the evening will end with a DJ and karaoke sponsored by the Corner Bar.
Kenneth Fairchild, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Fairchild. Donald Stuke, age 70, of Holmes City, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Holmes City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 9. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Donald Stuke.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken pot pie casserole, a biscuit, three bean salad, cranberry sauce, and a cookie. Monday, ribs with sauerkraut, redskin potatoes, asparagus, wheat bread, and plums. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Come celebrate Hanover's 150th celebration August 23rd through the 25th. Enjoy music, a grease pig contest, kid scavenger hunt, backyard Olympics, and take part in a group drone photo and a whole lot more. Your invitation is brought to you by Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer with sales and service. Cub Cadet riding mowers make mowing easier. See Bruna Implement. Hanover Electric, your authorized Lennox dealer. Lennox Home Comfort is yours with a new Lennox whole home air conditioner. And Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, including Hanover Insurance. Full line coverage representing multiple agencies. Hanover, Lynn, Greenleaf, and Marysville. It's Hanover's 150th celebration, August 23rd through the 25th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have the stationary boundary across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It is basically will be slowly moving into the southern, southeastern parts of the United States over the next few days. We'll get a break from all of this rain. It looks like we'll see dry weather for today and dry weather for tonight before we see more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend. Otherwise, we'll continue to see these wonderful temperatures. We're going to see highs basically in the upper mid to upper 70s, anywhere into the lower 80s across the central parts of the Midwest. So looking at the forecast for today, partly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 70s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, low as 66. For Sunday, more storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 88. Record high on this date, 103 in 1936. The average low, 65. Record low is 48, set in 1889. Sunset this evening, 8:07. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44. Cloudy, overcast, and 67 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the east. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 23rd of August. KNDY News time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Join us in Hanover for the best party in the last 150 years. Come to Hanover Friday night and all day Saturday for food, music, fun, and games for all ages as we celebrate the 150th anniversary of Hanover. You won't want to miss this party. It only comes around every 150 years. This Friday and Saturday in Hanover.
The annual Pony Express Festival at the Honnaburg Pony Express Station near Hanover will be Sunday, August 25th. This year, in connection with the Hanover 150th events Friday and Saturday that weekend, the Sunday event will not include the worship service and noon meal, but will include an afternoon full of period demonstrations and free fun for the family. The pie stand with ice cream will be open. The kettle corn truck will join activities. No worship or lunch, but the rest of the activities at the Pony Express Festival will operate noon to 4, Sunday, August 25th, at the Honnaburg Station near Hanover.
For over a century, KCP&L and Westar have delivered the energy that has powered Kansas and Missouri. But rather than look back, we prefer to set our sights in a different direction. This October, KCP&L and Westar will join to become Evergy. One company with one goal in mind: to meet our changing energy needs, helping Kansas and Missouri grow. Learn more at Evergy.com.
Kike Hernandez walks off on his special night. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was Kike Hernandez bobblehead night at Dodger Stadium, and the real version came through in the clutch as L.A. staged a ninth-inning comeback against the Blue Jays.
Lined into center field for a base hit. Rounding third, on his way home is Seager. Throw to the plate, the Dodgers win again. Kike Hernandez with the walk-off.
On KLAC, the Dodgers' second walk-off in as many nights gave them a 3-2 win after they entered the ninth, trailing 2-0. The Braves were walk-off winners as well, using Ronald Acuna Jr.'s game-winning single in the ninth to top the Marlins 3-2. NFL, sources say Panthers quarterback Cam Newton suffered a sprained ankle when he was sacked and exited in the first quarter of Carolina's preseason loss to the Patriots. He will undergo further tests today. A wacky game of preseason football in Winnipeg. where holes in the end zones of the field caused the Packers and Raiders to play on an 80-yard field. The teams in the NFL decided that the holes normally used to plant the goalposts for the Canadian Football League games, usually played in that stadium, were unsafe. And so the playing field was shortened, with each team's 10-yard line being used as the goal lines. Oakland kicked a field goal with 8 seconds left to win 22-21. Back to baseball, the Orioles set another unfortunate home run related record last night.
Line towards right and deep, turning to looking Stewart, back to the wall. It's gone. Home run. The first hit of the game for the Rays is a record-setting home run against the Orioles. Meadows with his 22nd of the year, and now the Orioles have allowed the most home runs of any team in any season in Major League history.
On WDAE, Rays beat the Orioles 5-2. Max Scherzer returned to the Nationals' rotation, allowing one run in four innings as he pitched for just the second time since July 6th. Washington beat the Pirates 7-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's the 8th annual Odell Show and Shine Car Show, sponsored by Sutton Repair. Over 50 classes of cars, trucks, motorcycles, and anything else with wheels you want to show off. Registration from 9 a.m. to noon, and the show runs from noon to 3:30, right in front of Sutton Repair and Odell. It's the 8th annual Odell Show and Shine Car Show, sponsored by Sutton Repair, this Saturday in conjunction with Odell Community Day.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmers are seeing payments from that first round of the latest trade aid in their mailbox. Farm Service Agency Director Richard Fordyce said the first payments are being mailed out now, and farmers reporting receiving them. Round one of the three potential payments, 50% of the overall amount farmers may receive. USDA expects up to $14.5 billion of payments will be sent out to farmers, pending the trade negotiation progress. Another 25% of the total would go out later in the fall if USDA deems the payments necessary. The final round, if needed, is planned for sometime around January. The payments are meant to offset the losses stemming from the Trump trade agenda and trade war with China. Payments range from $15 to $150 per acre, depending on your location. Payments also available for dairy and hog producers under certain reporting parameters. This is the second time the administration has used the market facilitation program since the trade war with China began. The bipartisan Congressional Budget Office says the trade war will slow economic growth, adding more fears of a possible recession. The CBO says tariffs, which reduce U.S. gross domestic product through higher prices, reduces consumer purchasing power. The report predicts the economy will grow at 1.8% per year over the next decade. That's below the historical average growth rates. Agriculture already seeing the impact of tariffs stemming from the trade war. Ag sales to China dropped more than 50% since the trade skirmish began, and China recently announced it would no longer buy U.S. ag products, but a range of developments like unexpected changes in international conditions could make economic outcomes differ significantly. For example, if new trade agreements lowered trade barriers, economic growth could be faster than projected. Conversely, if trade barriers rose higher, domestic investment and output could be slower than projected. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. A routine draft assessment of glyphosate by the Environmental Protection Agency says it's a beneficial tool for farmers and promotes conservation-based practices. Allison Crittenden is an American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director. She says the draft review by the Environmental Protection Agency should keep glyphosate in the farmer's toolbox.
This is part of the typical registration review process that EPA does for all of the labels that it has. In this proposed interim registration review decision, EPA maintains that glyphosate is safe to use and should be available to farmers.
However, the decision is not final, as the Environmental Protection Agency is accepting comments on the draft review. Crittenden says it's critical that farmers support the EPA assessment by submitting comments. Those comments need to be submitted by September 3rd.
We certainly expect and have already seen that a lot of the anti-groups are weighing in with their thoughts. So it's important that farmers demonstrate glyphosate's important to the ag industry. It allows farmers to actually use conservation practices. So it's just important that those farmers weigh in with their thoughts as well.
Comments can be easily submitted through fb.org/advocacy. Crittenden says farmers should highlight the environmental benefits of using glyphosate.
It's important for farmers to reiterate in their comments that although glyphosate is an herbicide, that it actually has environmental benefits. Because of its use on herbicide-tolerant crops, farmers have actually been able to improve soil health and continue to be good stewards of the land.
Once again, submit your comments through fb.org/advocacy. Comments are due by September 3rd. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at MJSTruckRepair.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. What does the New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle have to do with agriculture? I'll tell you after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
My Sunday mornings include sitting down with the New York Times magazine, opening up to the last page to the crossword. And if I'm lucky, I can get it done in about a week. There was always a short bio of the author of the puzzle up at the top, and on a recent Sunday, it read, Jason Mueller of Lincoln, Missouri, has degrees in physics, math, and economics from the University of Missouri. He loves trivia and was captain of his college's quiz bowl team. Nowadays, he creates puzzles and works on his family's farm. Well, that got me thinking about what in the world is a crossword puzzle writer doing on a family farm in Missouri? Well, I found a phone number and talked to him.
On the farm, it has soybeans and cattle and hay, too. It's a nice farm.
And we all know what the most difficult things about farming are. What are the most challenging things about putting together a crossword puzzle of the caliber that would appear in the New York Times?
Well, sometimes I think of a theme that's both interesting and original enough for people to want to publish. And, of course, depending on the difficulty of the puzzle, sometimes putting together the grid is the words to fill, because sometimes it's easier to make words interlock over time, depending on how much material you have and how many words you want to make into it. The difficulty level can vary greatly. And, of course, in terms of clue levels, obviously early week puzzles have easier clues, and later week puzzles, you know, you like something a little more clever for instead of a straightforward clue, something for a little bit of slight misdirection, not dishonest misdirection, but using a word that might not be its primary usage, like in terms of using wind or wind, you know, in terms of a fun play on words or something.
Yeah, also whether they're verbs or nouns, too. I've noticed a lot of that.
Yes.
How many times did you pitch a puzzle to the New York Times before you were accepted?
Quite a few. They get approximately about 125 to 150 submissions a week.
Wow.
So quite harrowing to get into the door.
Are there any parallels between puzzle constructing and farming?
Well, yes. I mean, in terms of least in crops, you plant the seed, you have to water and fertilize and then harvest it. Like across the post, you have to plant the seed of writing a theme and develop the theme, you know, the entries you want, and then making the fill around it. And then, of course, writing the clues. I guess that's sort of a planting a crop and then waiting for it to come up and see if the harvest is any good.
Family farmer and crossword puzzle maker Jason Mueller of Lincoln, Missouri. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 67 under a cloudy overcast this morning in Marysville. Highs around 80, very pleasant weather on tap into and through the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Major League Baseball banning players from participating in the Venezuelan Winter League in one of the first public repercussions of new U.S. economic sanctions against the Venezuelan government. Major League Baseball said yesterday it is in contact with the U.S. government to determine how to proceed under the new sanctions against the president of Venezuela's administration and at least temporarily suspending involvement in the league. The Venezuelan Winter League is one of many that Major League players use to hone their skills in the offseason. After losing 2 out of 3 in a series with the Baltimore Orioles, the Royals are back in action tonight as they'll take on the Cleveland Indians. First pitch tonight and tomorrow for the Royals with the Indians is set for 6:10. And the Kansas City Chiefs back in action again this Saturday in preseason with the San Francisco 49ers, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Mid-America Network Sports.
While most of us endure the August heat, there is one part of the country expecting a nip in the air this weekend. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 23rd, the 235th day of the year. NBA standout Kobe Bryant shares a birthday with dance icon Gene Kelly. A weather singularity is the term experts give to an event that occurs with regularity at about the same time each year, like a January thaw or Indian summer. In the third week of August, folks in the Northern Rockies have learned to expect the first significant cold spell. Weather data backs it up. Historically, the period of August 24th through 26th has shown a higher frequency of low-temperature anomalies than should occur by chance. It's not an unwelcome event, though. It helps to alleviate conditions that make wildfires a hazard this time of year. Last year, by the way, an inch of snow fell in portions of Wyoming and Montana. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
We've got your plans for August 23rd through the 25th. It's Hanover's 150th celebration. Check out the Kids Bounce House, enjoy music, take part in the Beer Mile, or test your brain at the Era Contest, and so much more. Your invitation is brought to you by Sapp Brothers Petroleum, fuel and lubricant distributor, plus propane delivery, expertise, knowledge, and a commitment to service to help you succeed. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale every Thursday. Contact any of their fieldmen or call the sale barn with consignments. And Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner success. Grain storage, agronomy, feed, plus tires, repair, and service at the Pony Express Service Center. It's Hanover's 150th celebration, August 23rd through the 25th.
KNDY.
Disappear for a while. I want to hear raindrops falling down on an old tin roof. I want to find the front porch rail and prop up my traveling boots. See your silhouette in that firelight. Feel your body lying next to mine. Spend a few just lay low. I want to end up nowhere on a map, a little cabin sitting so far back.